I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's a place you can go, it's funny all the time. It's run by a guy, super nice, L-I-L, London Info Live.
Dr. Listney, welcome to The Lil Show, London Improv, live, with me, your host, Talal Karkouti. I'm not going to spell that for you. And we hope you are enjoying your week, your life. Thanks for tuning in. This is a show where we talk shit and then do improv scenes based on the shit we talk about. And, oh, there might be some swearing. I'm sorry. If you're out there listening in the ether, kick back, open a brew, make a cup of tea, whatever is your vice. Maybe you're on the train listening to this where there's no tea available nearby. I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe you're in the bath. I listen to a podcast in the bath sometimes, and it's hard to get your head comfortable. That's the hardest part of bath taking. It's getting your head nice and relaxed. Baths tend to be hard, and you want something soft to rest your head on. So here's a little trick. You can get the hand towel that's on the radiator there. You can see it looking across the bathroom. There it is on the radiator. Just whip that off the radiator. Fold it up several times. Pop it under your head and lean back. Yeah, it's going to get wet. And it's all right. You know, it's not the end of the world. Some people are like, oh, I can't do that. It'll get wet. Just let it get wet. Let loose. Dry it afterwards. Stick it in the wash and hang it to dry. If your housemates give you any beef about it, just say, get over it. It's a towel. Just get over it. It's not a big deal. Oh, but it's just, you don't do that. Why don't you buy yourself an inflatable neck pillow? Just shut up. Have some tea. Just let the towel get wet. It's not the end of the world. Goodness gracious. People get upset about the smallest things just because it's not protocol. Chuck protocol in the bin is what I say. Unless it's incredibly inappropriate to do so, in which case protocol is a lifesaver. has protocol ever saved your life, Alex? I wonder.
I guess fire protocols, maybe.
What? Have you ever been in a fire?
No.
Oh, maybe they've prevented fires that could have killed you.
And some sort of vacuum, maybe. Maybe a vacuum protocol that I don't know about that's been happening.
Well, like in space stations.
Possibly. I don't know for certain.
Have you ever been in a disaster or like a life-threatening situation?
Not really.
Never, ever?
No, to be honest,
What's the closest you've ever come to dying?
I had whooping cough last year.
Okay.
I had a bite of instant regret chocolate.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, it's basically a really, really hot chocolate. It's like sort of chilies embalmed in it. But when I ate it, my windpipe just basically closed up completely. I couldn't breathe. That's probably about the closest I've come to dying.
Oh, my God.
So well, we talked about this on the show last year. Yeah, it happened that day. I actually talked about it. Dave Kirkland was on the show, remember? And then he said about how he knew...
Who's that?
Do you remember Dave Kirkland? Do you remember him? He was that guy who nearly choked on a donut because it was a donut-eating race.
Oh, the donut,
race.
Yeah.
Yeah, donut-eating race.
I remember him, yeah, the donut guy. Yeah. Oh, Sister Santa, yes.
Yeah,
hi,
donut
nice
guy.
To see
you. I'm just wondering, though, if someone's listening to this in the bath...
Mm. Okay. Mm. Not with headphones.
Are they listening to the whole thing in the bath?
That's a long bath.
Because I'm going to take a real stab in the dark here. Because I reckon after one hour 46 minutes in the bath...
You'll be pretty prune-like.
You'd be very prune-like.
You'd be prune-tastic.
Yeah, you'd be prune-erific.
You'd be pruning it up for the big boys.
You'd be a wrinkly, saggy mess.
Well, okay, that's a word of warning, Dr. Listney. If you've
don't prune yourself.
I'll tell you what. When we're at an appropriate time, we'll give an announcement for the end of the bath.
You should get out of the bath.
Yeah. Okay. So let's have a look at the clock. So I'd say half an hour is a good bath.
I'm presuming
half an hour.
Yeah.
Is that consensus in the room? Half an hour is good bath time. Good.
I'm presuming that you started the podcast as soon as you got in the bath.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if you'd like, oh, listen to the podcast for 10 minutes, then get in the bath, and then we're saying get out. You haven't fully washed yourself.
What if they're not in the bath yet because you haven't told them to get in?
Oh, God, we should tell them to get in the bath.
Get in the bath.
Get in the bath now.
Now.
All right? Yeah, because they could have started the podcast while they were filling the bath.
Yeah.
And stuff.
And they grabbed the hand
towel. Oh, this is complicated. This is a logistical nightmare.
What the hell is that on my coat?
I don't know.
You can't see podcast, but I've got white stuff all over my coat.
Okay.
What the hell? It's just...
Your coat needs a bath. Take it off. It's too hot in here anyway. You're making me hot looking at you.
I'm not hot.
All right, at 5 to 7, we'll give a end of the bath announcement.
Get in the bath and get
all right,
the
so what should we do right now then?
Should we introduce some guests?
Okay, let's introduce some guests. Here we go.
Textbook.
Well done, Alex. So far, great intro.
Great intro.
This has been, we're back to basics here. This is fantastic.
The white stuff on my coat.
We're doing great.
Which I'm going to keep mentioning.
Let's introduce some guests. Here we go. Joining us in the studio this week, oh my god, they're back once again. They can't get enough of the Lil Show. We've got classic Andy in the house. Okay, all right. Hello, classic Andy. Thank you so much for joining us once again, everybody.
Thanks for having us back.
It's a pleasure. James.
Hi.
I'll start with you, James Whitaker.
That's
you
me.
Were here last week.
I was.
What's wrong with you, man?
I'm a sucker for punishment.
Sucker. Well, notice anything different this week?
You've got a bit more hair on your face.
No, not about me.
Oh. the room has this lovely glow about
it that
makes me feel very comfortable.
There's something missing.
There's something missing.
Yeah, something that was here.
Oh,
last week.
The music.
the thumping party.
Wow. I mean, that was an amazing experience.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a massive West Indian funeral in the same venue as we record in. Yeah. And it was just.
The bass was thumping.
Ace to the bass. It was just. Although that's not quite the genre.
The dead body into the ground with the bass?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, they could have easily been done. The amount of vibrations, even if it was just inside a casket in the room, it would have been bouncing around inside.
Imagine they buried him and then he come back up again.
Yeah.
To the bass. Yeah. I don't care.
Okay.
Bass gets a rise out of people, man.
Well, it was quite a nice affair. The people were lovely. The music was pretty cool. And the food was incredible. After the show, we had a feast with them.
Wow.
And I had some guy offered me... I have some cognac, but with Lucozade. Cognac and Lucozade.
What did he call that?
He called it a bad man mix.
My wife has started swearing by red wine and Coke.
Apparently. Oh, yeah. My sister does that.
Yeah.
Freaks.
Weird.
Yeah, weird. That's got a name. If you know the name, tweet us at The Lil Show with the name of that drink. Well, James, thanks for coming back, man. Nice to
pleasure,
have you.
Pleasure, nice to be
sitting
here.
Sitting next to you is Britt.
Hello.
What up, Britt? Welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. It's a joy, and I hope we're going to have a good show today. What have you got any news for us? What's the news of the week for you, Britt?
I moved house this week.
Congratulations.
Recently.
Okay.
Very recent.
Nice place?
Yeah,
you
really
happy?
Nice place. It's big. It's
yeah,
nice.
Big, nice. Nice.
Yeah, it's an old council flat.
Oh.
So it's purpose-built flat. Lovely. Nice size.
Well, congratulations. Any
Thank
funny
you.
Anecdotes or anything to tell us that is more interesting than what you've said so far?
Not really.
Okay, well, that's Britt. Thanks for coming, Britt. Okay, next up we've got Jen. Welcome back,
Hi.
Jen.
Hi! Thanks for having me.
And us. It's a pleasure. You've not got your 360-degree camera.
In my purse.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I brought it again.
Because we had some nice shots last time you guys
came,
some 360-degree photographs.
I'll do it again, don't worry.
Have you ever accidentally taken a 360 photo of the inside of your bag?
No, not yet. I have mistakenly pushed the button like when I didn't mean to when I was in a womb and you get something...
In a womb?
Yes, when Ooh. I was in the womb, because I do some gynecology on the side.
Wow. 360 camera.
With the 360 camera. She was not impressed, let's say. But
wait till she sees the photos.
Yeah. No, but in a womb, I just actually...
But no, that's that. Interesting. Like, things like gynecology and, like, colonoscopies
yeah,
and
totally
endoscopies. If they have 360 cameras now, That would save the doctor a lot of time, wouldn't it?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Because at the moment they're like worms, aren't they? They sort of have wriggly heads that they can direct, but no need. Just a stick. Well, I suppose you still need it to go around the curves.
Yeah, I do seem to remember that 360 camera being quite bulky.
Yeah.
Well, you can make it smaller, obviously. You get minimized with the technology.
Depending on how much quality you want as well. Mm. So maybe if you're just doing like the black and white imagery of a lot of medical stuff, maybe you could make that smaller and just have like two little fish eyes on the end of a wormy thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
You could have surround sound.
We
as
should
well.
Patent this, guys.
Speaking of fish eyes, James Haskin also has eyes. Hi, hey. James Haskins is here.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, bro. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
Good to have you. What's your news of the week or thoughts on anything that's been discussed so far?
I'm not sure I have any news. But thoughts so far, guys. I'm not sure about the practicality of the camera. I'm sorry. Your news is not that exciting, Britt.
Sorry.
Ooh. I wish you had more stories.
Sorry about that, guys.
Now, you sent me a message earlier saying you guys had a rehearsal yesterday and you guys rehearsed in the dark to prepare for this.
Mm. Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. It was amazing.
That makes me feel so happy and warm.
You did a Herald in the dark.
Wow, guys. Oh. Well, that's wicked. So you guys are going to be 10 times better than me and Alex today.
Shall I turn the lights off?
Yeah, you can turn the lights off.
All right, we'll turn the lights
on. And black out the windows as well, because, you know, it's just too much light spill.
Can we use that new thing I got you? Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
All right. Hey, that's cool.
Nice.
And I'll use the new thing I got to black out the windows.
Oh.
All right, now we're in complete darkness. Should we do the rest of the podcast?
I didn't expect the robot arms. That was nice.
Oh, yeah, they come out and we just pull the curtains. Yeah.
Take my trousers off.
All right, it's pretty spooky in here now. All right, well, luckily we've introduced everyone, so we don't... So I know who's in the room.
The button's there for the thing, I think.
Okay. Hang on. Well,
I've got my phone out. We'll have a look.
No, don't. Sorry, that's cheating. I'll feel my way around.
Ooh.
All right. That's Classic Andy, everyone.
Yay!
All right. That's enough of that. Okay. By now, you should be probably nicely warm in your bathtub.
You've probably
made a little bubble beard by now. A fort? Yeah, how are you going to make a fort in the bath with the other towels?
With like shampoo, conditioner, and the
because they float.
It floats. Yeah.
Yes,
you have a floating fort.
When I was a kid,
such a great idea.
I never had bath toys, so my parents would chuck empty bottles in the bath. I'd play with them.
Beer bottles.
Did anyone else have that?
No,
beer bottles.
No. I had submarine dudes.
Well, I never had that.
A little dinghy with a wind up.
I had a shampoo bottle that I pretended was a submarine.
Although oil matey, I mean, like they all got faces on them, don't they? So you can have. I definitely remember having a little party with like the sailor and the octopus dude who changed colour of the water. Because that was cool, right?
Because I'm a bit older, this might only apply to me. But in cornflakes, they used to give away these little submarines that you could put like baking powder in, or baking soda, should I say? And they would go in the bath and they would sink and then come back up. It's like magic.
I just had cups, like different size cups to like play with the water.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so you're with me, like budget toys.
Yeah, exactly. My mum was just like, here's some plastic cups. Go for it.
And I used to pretend the shower head, the shower?
Yeah, the shower head. You got it.
It was like a telephone. And when me and my brother would take baths together, we'd like play this game where I'd give him the shower head and I'd go, a phone for you. And then he'd put it to his ear, and then I'd turn the water on, and he'd get him every time. Music. Yeah, oh, it's my turn to talk. Yes, it's time for Newsish, the portion of the show where we take a news story from the week and then we talk about that news story from the week and then we do some improv based on what we talked about based on that news story from the week. And hosting Newsish this week is my fine cohort and dear friend, Alex Sivright.
Hello.
Hey, brother, take it away.
All righty, I'm just waiting for the news story to load up.
All right, okay, let's do some filling music.
Nope, here we ba-bom, go. Bom, it's
okay, that was the quickest song in the world.
It's fine. Okay, an unemployed teenager has admitted to spending almost £20,000 on surgical procedures to change his face in an attempt to look like his idol, David Beckham. What? Jack Johnson, who's 19, not the always, is so determined to look like the football legend and heartthrob that he has undergone everything from an eyebrow lift to cheek fillers. The jobless teen receives around £15,000 a year in benefits, but insists that he relies on loans to pay for the procedures.
Oh my God.
Jack from Bulwell, Nottingham, said every pound he has spent on cosmetic procedures over the last 2 years was worth it as he showed off his new look. But the teen, who isn't a football fan, isn't finished and has revealed the next stage of his pursuit to look exactly like the former England captain. Jack told the Nottingham Post, I've always wanted to look like him because there isn't a person on this planet who can say he's ugly. I've always been a fan because he started from nothing and he's built his image up. I love the way he looks and his personality. He's had tan injections every month, Botox injected into his forehead, and also undergone procedures for dental veneers and lip fillers. He's now revealed his plans to undergo a gastric band operation to slim down, to travel and travel to Poland for a hair transplant to copy Beckham's latest style. Basically, this guy could have looked less like David Beckham if
he
tried.
Do you have a picture?
There he is.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no.
What do you see, Jen?
Describe that cockerel.
Like it's a weird punk who's too happy to actually be a punk.
He's got a mohawk, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a mohawk
this
and
man has
shaves sides of his hair.
No facial resemblance
like,
to David Beckham.
His face is definitely too orange.
Yep.
For Beckham or anything. And he has way bigger smile than he should.
Especially when placed beside a picture of David Beckham. Yeah. It's just glaringly obvious.
Yeah, there's absolutely no resemblance whatsoever. By the time he's got the procedures done to look like him, I reckon David Beckham won't look like David Beckham.
No.
Well, that is obsession on a whole new level.
£20,000.
It's not only obsession about Beckham, but it's obsession about wanting to be beautiful. That was his big argument, was that no one in the world could say that he's ugly. It's like, that's what he's thriving for, is to not be ugly. And yet he looks like an orange Mr. Potato Head.
He looks like a full-grown Oompa Loompa. Yeah. Talking like, you know, an Oompa Loompa in the wrong perspective.
Poor guy. Like, what's driven him to this state?
I reckon bullying.
Oh.
He's not an ugly guy, though.
No, he just looks a bit wrong.
He'd probably look fine if he just
take off the fake tan. Yeah.
He's not an ugly guy, but he doesn't look like David Beckham.
No, nothing.
I mean,
like,
he's got some powerfully chiselled eyebrows there.
Very.
I mean, that's not like Mr. Beckham's, is it?
Have you all heard of scrotox?
No,
I've got. I can work out what it is. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think I can figure out what it is. But
what do you think it is, Jen?
You inject into your balls, so that they're like soft.
Botox.
Smooth.
Well, they don't wrinkly balls. Yeah.
Well, it's just your scrotum, right? It's not the balls themselves.
Oh, yeah, it's the scrotum.
It's not like when you're injecting those people who inject saline into their foreheads to like get donuts in them. Yeah,
no, it's the scrotal sack.
I think that's a horrible idea, though, because your scrotum goes under different changes, as it were. Yeah,
temperature
changes. It's
the elasticity and the
ladies, you know what we're talking about here.
They are both married.
They can tighten. They can tighten. They can loosen. So if you're gonna go completely smooth, what happens? It's like, I imagine if you put sellotape around them. Imagine sellotape on a balloon. Put it that way.
Yeah.
It's deflating. I imagine it'd be like that.
Would you like to try that and then report back to it?
Sure. Give me a sec.
Okay. I've got a new thing that can help you with that.
My trousers falling down. Oh, the lights have come back on as well. That's
Satan took them.
How does that feel?
It's smooth.
That was exciting. Like a
Mom.
Yes, darling.
I'm gonna ask you something. That don't be shocked, all right?
Oh, I'm not gonna be shocked, darling. I love you.
Answer honestly. Could I borrow £35,000?
That's a lot of money,
wait,
Justin.
Please.
Well done. Yeah, you can have a gold star on your chart for that.
Thanks.
But I mean, that's an awful lot of money, Justin. Why do you want £35,000? Don't we, you and your me and your daddy, provide you with enough?
Well, yeah, I suppose. But you can't really help me with this problem.
I mean, is it a problem you need to speak to your father with? David, come over here.
Oh, no.
David, Justin's got a problem. I think it's,
can it wait?
It's your department.
I'm busy.
I can wait. Dad, go away. I don't want to talk.
Okay. Sorry to call you in, David. All right, Justin.
Oh, that worked. Oh, okay.
Well, your dad's gone back to his television program. He doesn't like to be disturbed, does he? You know that.
Could you keep quiet down the other room?
What's he watching? What's he watching?
Match of the day.
Football.
Of course.
I know you don't like that.
I don't like football.
Get in! Get in!
But look, I want Dad to love me.
Of course your father loves you, well, darling.
Doesn't show it. He just plays football all the time. So I had an idea, Mum. You always told me I'm pretty original.
Oh, you're one of a kind.
And creative.
Yeah?
Well, I came up with an idea. I'm just going to say it. I want to have constructive surgery to look like the World Cup mascot.
Okay.
The big Rio one.
I mean, if...
The blob with eyes.
If that's what you really want, darling. I mean, your father and I, we're not going to stand in the way of your dreams. I mean,
really?
I happen to have £35,000 just stored away for a rainy day.
Oh, right.
So it's
going to take a lot more convincing.
No, darling. I mean, we want you to live your dreams. I mean, not everybody needs higher education nowadays.
My dream is just that Dad would spend time with me. That's all.
And you think the looking like the World Cup mascot will be the thing that really...
Well, what's he doing right now, Mum?
I mean...
Woo!
He's cheering Winning! The World Cup mascot.
Yes. He's cheering the World Cup. He's watching the World Cup. What did he just say?
Winning! Football, yes!
Football's winning, Mum.
I mean, that's your father. He's always happy when football's winning.
So I can do it?
Yes, I'll come with you.
Okay,
to the
there's
clinic.
A doctor in Poland. He said he could transform you into anything. I think he might be the one to do it.
Hello, family. Football's over. What's been happening?
David, our son wants to get cosmetic surgery to look like the World Cup mascot.
What, Blobby Face?
Yes, Blobby Face.
Oh, finally. Finally, he's made a good decision.
Really? Seriously?
I am so happy about this.
Oh, amazing.
You see, Justin, your father's overjoyed with the news.
Winning!
Okay, off to Poland.
Poland's cold, isn't it?
Yes, Mummy. Oh, this is the place. This is the place. Let's go inside.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our surgery centre.
Are you Dr. Croclock?
Dr. Croclock. Please pronounce it correctly.
I'm Magdalene Smith, and this is my son Justin.
Hi.
And I believe we've got an appointment booked for you for some rather special surgery today.
Oh yes, Justin Blobby Face.
I mean that. No, he's his name's
Justin.
Smith. He's going to become Blobby Face.
Yeah.
I apologize. It's Justin Hickory.
Yeah, Justin Hickory. It should say dash Blobby Face, indicating what it is I want.
Right, yes, and your files here show a photo.
Yeah, it's a big blue blob with a big bushy green hairdo.
Well, it's certainly a challenge. Indeed, it's certainly a challenge. This will be our best project yet.
The Go Faster Stripes.
So obviously there's no nose.
Mm.
Yeah.
But if we just minimise it.
Yes,
Daddy!
We
just minimise the nose.
Minimise? I want to go all the way, Dad.
You might need the nose, son.
What do people need noses for?
I mean, a sense of smell and taste?
What if
indeed. As a proper doctor, I would need to keep at least two nostrils.
Just like holes.
But they can be flat.
All right.
That's simply because I would be declared unfit for surgery by the UN
Is there
World
some sort
Health
of...
Organization.
Is there some sort of,
out.
Like, blue mesh you could graft over the holes?
Hey, interesting design challenge.
I've written up some blueprints if you want to have a look. I've done them in crayon, but you might like them. Have a look.
These are remarkable.
Oh.
Tell me, have you done surgery before?
No, I took apart my radio once and put it back together.
I've always said he's a genius, haven't I, Justin? I've always said you're a genius and a dab hand with your hands.
But he can't load the bloody dishwasher.
If only Dad thought the
this
same.
This is better
you,
than my assistant. Come here, my assistant.
Yes? How can I help?
Look at these. These are much better than the blueprints that you have already drawn for Blobby Face.
I get so confused with the human anatomy. There's so much to it.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, there's children in here.
Oh, I mean, they've come for surgery, I think. I mean, you are the best child surgeon assistants. In the country, aren't you?
Assistant number two, go away. You are not needed now.
Okay.
Right, assistant number one, come back.
Yes, I'm still here. I didn't go anywhere.
I would hope not. Look at these. These are amazing.
Yes, they are.
I don't mean to push you, but we're booked on the evening flight back. So is there any chance we can get the surgery underway?
Yes. However, considering your son's drawings, I kind of want his help in the surgery.
I mean, is that safe?
It's done.
Our son operating on himself.
For me, it just makes sense.
I suppose I better have faith in you, Justin.
Again.
Dad. Do you really think I could do it?
Well, it's worth a shot. I feel like we'll be killing two birds with one stone.
I mean, do we get a discount if he does his own face?
You drive a hard bargain. 10% off.
20. Oh.
12.
25. I realise I went too low earlier on.
No Barbie face for you.
Oh.
All right, darling. Well, I guess we'll have to go to one of the knockoff shops around the corner.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. We cut through the flight home, and the kid is sitting on the airplane with one of his eyes is on his chin, and his hair is on his shoulders, and his feet are sticking out of his chest. He's sitting there next to his, in between his parents.
I think you look lovely, Justin.
I still think it's an improvement.
I mean, he looks lovely, doesn't he? I mean, isn't this what you wanted? Isn't this what you wanted?
Excuse me there. I'm with the Football Association, and we're looking for a new mascot for the next World Cup. But I can't help but look at your ugly, disfigured child and thinking, that's the face for us.
Oh.
Really?
My God. I mean,
that's winning, isn't it?
Yes. Winning!
Okay. And scene. Oh, wow.
And they lived happily ever after.
Yes. Wow. Maybe he should go ahead with the surgery then. It's sounding good. Go to Poland. If you're listening out there, what was his name?
Jack Johnson.
Well done.
David Beckham.
Jack Johnson in Nottingham. Let us know how it goes in Poland, bro.
Yeah, if you're listening.
All right, time for a new... Oh, it's 5 to 7. All right, time to
get out of the bar.
Get out of the bar.
You poony.
Get out.
Splish mess, you ain't taking
get
a bath.
You might be comfortable, but you need to get out.
Yeah. Yes, be careful. Don't slip.
No. Yeah.
Very slippery. Yeah. Now, what's your procedure here?
You can't rush out of a bar.
No. At this point, I would pull the plug out.
Yeah. Plug goes first, yeah.
I'd stay sitting in it while it drains out.
Yes. Yep.
And then I get up and rinse off.
You get up get up slowly though.
Slowly.
Yeah, don't get up too quick. So I don't know about anyone else, but when I'm out of bath, get up too quick, sometimes I get dizzy.
Yeah. If it's been really hot and it's steamy,
you get dizzy and then you
sit first, because I'll be like lying down and then you get up and you sit a little bit.
Yep.
And then you...
I just get up.
That's right.
Get up and, and get out.
Take it
and,
slowly, guys.
You know, if there's water on the floor, it goes on the mat.
We made it sound urgent, but it's not.
No.
All right, you've heard our advice, Dr. Listney. Take care, please, getting out of the bathtub.
Stay safe.
Make sure you towel off properly, though.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you're cooking a roast as well, and you started this halfway through, probably about time to take the meat out.
Yeah, go down and check on your roast. Yeah.
But
make sure you've dried off properly, like James says. Like, the smaller your back, there's always a little collection of water.
Get dressed first before you go into the kitchen, because your curtains might be open.
Yeah, you might get your dick stuck in the oven.
It's happened.
Or your flappy bits, whatever you have. Every time I open the oven, I've still not learnt my lesson. I open my oven and I just stick my face right in it to check on the food. And it always, like, obviously a big blast of steam hitting me in the face.
My glasses always steam up whenever I check on the food. I can't see shit.
Do you ever wear contact lenses, Alex?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you do it with them, and the contact lenses just shrivel up in your face. And then you're like, it's...
Oh, my God.
Well, like, air conditioning as well. Like, changes in air currents dry them out.
Like, on your eyeball, sucking in.
Yeah, I mean, it's leaching all of the moisture out of your eye just to stay alive.
It's not worth it, is it, really?
That makes me scared of contact lenses.
Contact lenses are fine. They're good. They're good fun.
They're not made of glass anymore, are they?
No, they're just like a really flimsy sort of good thing.
All right, let's move on, guys. I've got a new segment for everyone. Whoa. A new segment.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Yes.
This is a segment called...
We've got a new segment. So my mic got disconnected there. We've got a new segment, everyone.
Yay!
This is a segment called Daddy Issues.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
That's right, it's time for Daddy Issues. Okay.
We know how to pay them.
This is a fun, cool new thing. So my dad's fascinating.
He is.
He's a 72-year-old Syrian man. Grew up in the north of Syria in a town called Latakia, and he works as a political journalist. And I've decided to like grab little interviews with him. Basically, we play word association, and then when something interesting comes up, I ask him a question. And he's got a fun story for us today. Okay, so everyone just sit back and listen to this clip that I'm going to play. And then after the clip, if you want to go straight into improv, by all means. But if you have any questions to ask me, if there's anything you want to talk about, go ahead with that. That's fine too. All right, I'm open for anything. We've not done this before, so... Follow your heart, people. Okay? Mm-hmm. By now, Dr. Listener, you should have your pants on. Maybe whipping on some trousers. So...
You could just be rocking a dressing gown.
You could, yeah. That's what I want. You know. With a dressing gown, a pipe, slippers, a fire, and a dog sitting by your feet.
And a dram of whiskey.
Yeah.
The Bible.
That started to sound like my dad.
Yes.
Starting to sound like my dad. So enjoy this. Guys, this is Daddy Issues, and this is my dad, Mustafa Karkuti, and me. All right, I'm here with my dad, Mustafa. Hi, Mustafa.
Hello.
Hi, we're going to play a quick game of word association.
Okay.
And if anything interesting comes up, I might ask you about it, okay? So let's go. Here we go. Here's your first word. Canyon.
Hi.
Mattress.
Sleep.
Career.
Work.
Auditorium.
Cinema.
Log.
Wood.
Have you got any fun stories involving wood? Logs? Wood. You used to go play in the woods a lot when you were a kid, right?
Oh yeah, of course. And we used to make out of wood sort of elastic gun,
catapult,
to hunt birds.
You're talking about a catapult.
Yeah, and the snakes.
Like a stick with a rubber band that you pull.
Yeah.
And what would you fire from it?
Stone.
And you would actually hunt birds and snakes with a catapult.
Yeah.
Is this up in Syria?
Of course, up in the countryside in Syria, north of Syria. Next to the Turkish border, and the stone was strong enough to hit the target on the head, and strong enough for them to fall on the ground, and we would rush and cut their neck off.
Wait, what was the elastic? What did he use for the elastic?
It's elastic. The elastic you use for your anything, really. It's from your belt or for your panties. The panties.
What, like your pants?
Your pants, yes. But I'm talking about the raw elastic, not with any material on it.
Uh-huh. But so, would you get pants and cut the top off?
Not that extent. Yes, we did. I mean, we used in those days, before we reached the modern time, we used to have our pants locally made by our mothers or sister.
Oh.
So they would buy proper
elastic
and insert it around the waist.
I see.
Yeah. That's it.
This is incredible, like, to think that a catapult could actually kill something, but also that was your pastime as a kid.
It didn't kill.
It was would, like, stun
strong
it.
Enough to stun it. So we will go and finish it off.
And then what would you do with the bird after you killed it?
Well, we eat it. I mean, you know, we skin it. Not skin it, take the feather off, yeah. All that.
Pluck it.
And we hunt enough, let's say a dozen of them or something. And we would be maybe about four kids. So we'll have two each or something like that.
And would you hit a bird while it was flying?
No, no.
While it's sitting in a branch?
Sitting on a branch.
And were you a good shot?
Yes, maybe I was 6 out of 10 or something.
And what about snakes? What did you do with the snakes?
Snakes was harder, much, much harder, because it required collective effort. We would have four of us aiming at it and shoot at it at the same time. So it would stun it quickly, more or less. And once, I remember, we had about 2 meters long snake. We went back to the village and we, of course, after we killed it, we hang it from the head in one of the branches, and we started skin it off.
You'd skin it?
We skin it,
yeah. Yeah.
So we got the skin, we washed it, put salt on it and oil. And when we put it on the roof in the sun for about a week or so.
And then what?
And we made a belt out of it. And we all shared it during the summer.
You took turns wearing the belt?
Turns, every week, once.
You'd get a week with it?
A week.
And would you wear, like, would you tuck your t-shirts in to show off
the
belt?
Yeah, of course. No, I mean, entirely almost all the people, village population would know about this story because, you know, nothing like that happens every day. So,
Seen Mustafa's new belt?
And when we skinned it, it was a kind of a performance because the tree where we hang it was on a little hill. And you would have maybe about a couple of hundred people
milling around town.
Around this hill watching us skinning the snake.
They'd come out just to watch?
Yeah, yeah.
This was a time before television.
Of course, long time.
Well, Dad, thank you very, very much. We'll do this again soon.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Yay.
So amazing. So can I just say that the whole thing just seems so... It's like the circle of life. It's like it's attacking... With the elastic of his trousers,
yeah, yep.
and he's realised that I need to do something about this. I need to shoot the snake to get a belt.
Because
I'm just imagining like trying to take a shot and his trousers are falling down. It's like, oh, again, I need to sort this out. I don't know, I'll kill a snake and use that as a. That's amazing. Circle of life.
That was really great.
Yeah, that was fun, huh? I'm going to definitely do that again. All right. Any questions?
Do you call it catapult? Because in American English, we call it slingshot.
Oh, a slingshot. Yeah.
We can go with that.
A catapult also is a...
It's the really
like
big one.
A
it's
trebuchet.
Like knocks down the castle walls.
Yeah, but I think... Like, I've always known, like, Dennis the Menace had a catapult and Bart Simpson had a catapult.
Yeah. So we called them slingshots.
I mean, I think that they do call them slingshots as
but
well.
But slingshots is common
slingshot
too.
Slingshot is common.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The synonyms.
That one. Ching. We'll call them slingshot.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, no? All right, guys, well, let's do a scene on that. I want you guys to initiate something.
Billy?
Yeah?
Billy, it's my turn to wear the braces.
Nah. I think I should keep wearing them.
No, you had them all last week, and today is Sunday. You were supposed to give them back to me on Saturday.
I know, but
hey, cool braces, Billy.
Thanks, man.
No, they're mine.
Thanks,
no, see? Everyone's noticing you, and it's my turn to be noticed.
Yeah, but the thing is, if...
Dude, braces.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
thanks, man.
They're supposed... Oh, Billy.
The thing is...
Oh, yeah, Billy, they're so nice, those braces.
Oh, hey, Cindy.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Cindy.
Yeah, hi.
No, see...
See, the
That's
thing
not
is,
cool,
nah, but Charlie, the thing is, like if you're wearing them, nobody notices. If I wear them, everybody
notices. We don't know
because
I haven't worn them yet.
Well, I mean,
I paid 50% for them.
I mean,
everyone,
Have you seen this guy's wearing braces?
Yeah. Hey, man. Oh hey, guys. Thanks, guys. Oh, thanks. Man. Thanks. So, you see, Charlie?
So hot.
Thanks. Hi, thanks, Cindy.
Whatever.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, like, maybe you need, like, your own gimmick.
No,
you
know? It was my idea. I just couldn't afford all of them.
I know, but I've taken it now.
Billy, cool. I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah,
Billy,
yeah, sure,
do
Cindy.
Do you want to come to the diner with me and we'll get a milkshake to share?
Just two straws or one?
Billy's lactose intolerant. I can go to the diner with
they
you.
They do almond no, milk I'll now. Eat
it. I'll take a milkshake. And yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Cindy, I love to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We can get some fries to share as well.
Can I come too?
Yeah, I mean...
Hi, Cindy, can I come too? I like milkshakes, and I can drink real ones.
Charlie, seriously,
You can pay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, come if you want to play. Let's go.
What? At the diner. Hey there, can I take your... Ooh.
Hey there, man.
Nice braces. What are those, raw skunk hide?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I skinned the skunk myself. Oh. Billy took the spray once it had been sprayed into Charlie's face.
It was my idea.
Yeah, because Charlie braces. Grabbed the skunk and it blew in his face, and then we skinned it afterwards whilst Billy was
Charlie, you're starting to upset the customers. Do you mind sitting in one of the outside tables?
Yeah, no, but... It's a bit cramped in here.
You do still smell, dude.
Have you tried taking a bath in tomato sauce?
I've taken two of those.
Did you get up carefully when you were done?
I hear.
Yeah,
big
I mean, it's important if you get out of the bath of tomato sauce to take your time. Cause
I did fall the first time, but then the second time I...
Yeah, I hope you didn't use a hand towel as a pillow because, you know, getting it wet is one thing, but getting it stained with tomato sauce is a completely other beast.
My flatmate already told me again I did that the first time and he kicked me out.
All right, look, here's two tubs of ketchup. You go sit on one of the outside tables. How about that? I'll come take your order in a second. So what are you having?
Man, we want a milkshake to share, please, with one straw.
One straw?
Hey, Billy, I don't mean to intrude, but... ain't you lactose intolerant?
Nah, man, we need one of those lactose-free milkshakes.
Ah, soy milkshake coming right up, or I'll just go get the order.
Wait, I just want to, let me show you this. I'm just going to ping my braces.
Ding. Woo! Oh, man.
Enjoy that? Yeah.
Hey, 10% discount on anything on this table. All right, guys.
I love these braces.
My God.
Let me just head outside, see what Charlie wants. Oh, Charlie, are you okay?
No.
What's wrong?
All these pigeons came and just shat on me.
Oh. Charlie, what did you ever do to Mother Nature to make her hate you so? Shoo! Shoo! Get the fuck out of here, you fucking bitch!
Thank you. They've been stalking me since I came out here. Can I come inside now?
Look, I'm gonna get you some rags. You're gonna change your clothes, alright? You can't be wearing
Can you get me my braces?
What do you mean your braces? Billy wears them so well.
He was supposed to give them to me yesterday. We're supposed to share them.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, when a man goes against his word and betrays a friend...
Exactly.
That is the worst crime anyone can commit.
Exactly. Thank you, waiter man.
Okay, I think I've got an idea.
Oh.
All right, I'll get you them braces. I'll tell you later. Bye.
Okay.
So I was saying to him, that's a skunk, dude. Don't grab it by its ass.
No, it's dangerous.
And he reached down and then it blasted him in his face.
He's so smelly now.
I know. I mean, that's Charlie through and through. Yeah. But anyway, do you want to stroke my braces?
Yeah, can I just touch them?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, do the left one first.
So
and
I've been
then
thinking,
the right one.
I really want a new hat.
I mean, what kind of, I mean... There's a bear in a cave.
That would go
that
well.
We could get.
Here's your milkshake.
Thank you,
You're
Marco.
Welcome. Hope you enjoy
Lumpers. You're the best diner runner in the town,
hey, what
Marco.
Do you think of this hat?
That's a fine hat.
Oh, my God.
I just borrowed it off the chef.
Is that a bear hat?
It's pure bear face.
What?
Yeah.
I like the teeth. The teeth are cool.
Yeah. They follow you around the room, don't they?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Looking at you with the eyes of
can I just try it on?
Oh, Cindy, you want to try on my hat?
Yeah, I just want to try
it
on.
Well, I don't think any nobody random access person can borrow this fine hat. It comes at a price.
But I'm with Billy, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Billy. Man, look at my braces. Let me pick them again for you.
Yeah, great. Look, Billy, you want to
impress your date?
I mean, yeah.
You want to give her a hat?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going to have to give something in return, Billy.
I really want the hat, Billy.
Okay, Cindy. Well, I mean, what do you want, man? Like, what are you after?
Maybe some sexy skunk braces. I mean, suspenders, I should have said, for alliteration's sake.
You want to try on my sexy skunk suspenders?
I just want suspenders. Them. Swapsies.
I mean, I really want them. Cindy, how much do you want the hat?
I really want the hat. It will go really well.
And how much do you want Cindy?
I mean, like, we're sharing a milkshake. I think I'm pretty much on the road already. But
now look, if a girl's willing to drink a soy milkshake, that's a big sacrifice. Because that tastes like pure shit.
It does.
all right, man. Here.
Bing, boom, pow. Ow, my eye.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
These would make a good slingshot.
Yeah, you got to be careful with them when you take them off, man, because...
I never knew skunks had so much elasticity in their skin.
It's all in the stripe.
Can I try the bear hat now?
It's yours, lady.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Charlie, look what I got.
Cindy, you look amazing.
It fits like a glove.
It does.
On my head.
It's like his jaws were meant to clamp down on your skull.
I know. It's a good scratching device.
Can I try it?
No. I can scratch you with it.
Okay, well, lean over.
You got an itch?
Yeah, just here on my nose.
I got it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Is that it? Is that the spot?
Yeah. You got up my nose.
And then we cut to a mid-shot of Charlie walking down the street, and she's covered completely in bird shit, and she stinks. She's got stink lines from all the skunk smell, but she's got these skunk suspenders and people commenting as she walks past.
Hey, Charlie, you stink, but you look great, man.
Thanks, Tommy.
It's all right. Nice braces, dude.
I know.
Hey,
you
cool.
Smell like shit.
Cool bird shit. You're a regular Jackson Pollock over here.
That's what I'm going for, dude.
Hey, Charlie, you've got the braces, man.
Yep.
Well, how did that happen?
They're like, all mine now, 100%. No splitsies.
But you've got... bird crap all over them, Charlie.
I'm going to go back and take another bath. This time in just regular water.
Well, I mean...
that's what you do with bird shit.
You got to give them back to me.
Hey, what's going on over there?
No.
Hey, what's happening over there?
And then the camera kind of drifts over them. And then we see all the townsfolk running to the edge of town looking at the hill. And then you look up the hill and there's a tree and there's a couple of kids skinning an albino rhino up on the hill. Whoa! That's amazing!
We're going to make some awesome braces. These are going to be the best braces. Better than that Charlie and Billy's nasty skunk braces.
We can use every part of the animal as well.
I'm going to use this as leather chaps. Rock. And the horn can be an appendage, a cod piece.
I'm going to make some lipstick from the bladder.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
My mum says that soon we won't have ears because, like, the government and that is going to take them away. To use like some Orwellian dystopian future, so you know, whilst we still got our ears and that, you should listen to London Improv Live. It's dead good, and I've got no friends.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Ba-da-ba.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome to Mr. Bing's closing down sale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want sofas? We got them. You want coffee tables? We got them.
Furniture.
What do you want, sir?
I like to buy a reasonably priced coffee table.
We've got it. Walnut, chestnut, oak, pine, any type of wood, metal.
Do you have obsidian? I'd like something in stone.
We can get that for you. 50%
off. 50%
off? Thursday!
Such deals just don't exist in sane conversations.
They do at Mr. Willy Wonka's furniture shop closing down sale craziness!
Ba-da-ba! Ba-da-ba-da!
And we're back on the Lil Show, London Improv, live. Please follow.
Are we gonna see any money from Willy Wonka's?
Yeah, of course. Sponsors are free?
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you there.
That's fine. You excited for that? You're gonna get your first paycheck soon, Alex.
We'll pay you in a coffee table.
Have I got to go in a coffee table?
Yeah, you
got
to go in there.
You can pick a coffee table.
Oh.
They're still here.
I haven't really got the room.
Hey guys, you're all from Mr. Willy Wonka's furniture.
I'm just the guy that got off the street. I don't even know why I'm here.
Can you leave now?
I wanted an advert for the show, I just wanted a pre-recorded one. I didn't expect you all to just show up.
We prefer the personal touch. I still don't know why I'm here.
What's your name, man? Who are you?
I'm Douglas Fernuncle.
What are you doing?
I'm 42 Riverside Road.
Give your full address out.
What do you do, number? Douglas?
079249. Oh, sorry.
You had three questions there. Phone number, postcode, and what do you do?
I work in a hot dog sales emporium.
Is that what they have in America? They have whole emporiums for hot dogs.
Oh, you can get so many different sizes of hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And condiments.
Have you got an advert for your shop?
I do. Let's hear that.
I'll play that for you. I'll give you a freebie. All right, let's play your... I'll just press play on the machine. Here we go.
Hi, it's me from the Hot Dog Emporium, your favorite guy, Mr. Dog. And I'm here to tell you all about the exciting curly hot dogs that we've got on promotion right now. You can have spirals coming out of your ears.
Sparkles
will shoot out the hot dogs when you bite down on them.
Sprinkles
will cover your eyes as soon as you open your eyes. Donuts are just looped onto the end of the hot dogs because the holes in them, and we thought that was a good idea.
Hey, it'd be good for your health, but I love it.
What are your hot dogs made of?
Our hot dogs are made of fully sustainable wood chip.
Shit, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Douglas. Willy Wonka, get an original name. And the rest of you, get out of here. We've got improv to do.
Thanks very much. See you around.
Bye.
All right, it's time for a little... where is it?
Where are you finding these people? They're just coming and barging.
That was so crazy, but the guy's giving me a coffee table, so I can't complain.
You've got to go inside the coffee table.
That sounds kind of cool. It's like a casket and a coffee table in one.
Did you get an egg one?
I got an egg one.
I want one with a glass top.
I chose the chest.
Guys, this isn't interesting. All right, let's go. It's time to play Unlikely Bedfellows. That's right, it's the time of the show where we bring together some unlikely characters into the studio, and it's a dating game. It's like blind date, basically. We're gonna have our computer magically select some contestants to take part in the dating game. There we go, computer. Thank you. You normally make more noises than this computer. There we go. There we go. Everyone should have. Have you not
computation
got one?
Computation complete.
0011 10.
Okay. All right. So, computer, would you? You just took one and put it back in. Computer, would you please show me all of your people? Thank you very much.
Computation complete.
Oh my god, this is the worst. All right, thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. This is Unlikely Bedfellows, where we match together people on incredible dates, and we first get to know them a bit. So this is the portion of the show where we'll get to know them. I'd like to welcome our first guest. Please welcome to the stage
Steve Irwin.
Blimey, crikey. Wow.
All right, okay, incredibly quiet audience we have in here, Stephen. Sorry, they're a bit shy.
Yeah, I mean, I've come back from the dead, right? So you should be a little bit excited about that.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks, Daniel. Clap at once.
All right, blimey. Guys, thanks for joining us, Steve. How are you?
Oh, it's a pleasure, mate. I'm delighted to be here.
What's happened? I thought you were dead, man.
I was. But I thought I'd just raise myself out of the grave to get back here, you know.
Raise yourself.
Yeah. I mean, before I died, I was a necromancer. People didn't know that. So I collected the body parts of a lot of the snakes and things for my witch doctory trials. Mm-hmm. And I put preparations in place so I could raise myself from the dead.
Well, that's incredible. So now that you're back on Earth, what are your goals? What are you back here to do? Did you have unfinished business, or is there something you're missing? Or
there's a few things that I wasn't haven't been bitten by yet. so I was thinking, I never did a bullet ant. I quite like a bullet ant to bite me. Just that searing pain. I want to experience it, you know.
Okay, but we're here today to find love.
Ah, who isn't? Another kind of searing pain, as my first wife would say.
What do you look for in another half?
Generally, I try to find somebody who's got a sense of adventure.
Uh-huh.
You know, a devil may care attitude and an ability to just grab a snake by its neck and crush its life out of it.
Wow, so you want someone strong, someone with
There's definitely got to be some kind of strength of character in there.
Okay. And what's something about you that you think is important for a lover to know about? Give us some unknown facts about you, apart from, of course, you're a necromancer.
I've got an intense love of nature, but I think everybody probably knew that. Yeah. I mean, I am me. I like to crochet in my spare time. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of downtime, because you can't always be grabbing those snakes if you're not knitting some gentle mittens to put them on your hands afterwards.
Yeah. And we've covered the do's. What about the don'ts? What's the turn-off for you? A big turn-off for you, Steve.
I hate it when people leave the top off the milk in the fridge. That really bugs me because I store venoms in my fridge and they're all labelled by...
Oh, you don't want any cross-contamination.
No, because one time I drank some snake venom. I'll tell you, it wasn't a great thing. Yeah.
Well, Steve, I hope you find love today. We're going to do our best. The computer is a very high-tech machine, and it's going to match you up with the perfect match, I'm sure. Thanks for joining us. Steve Irwin, everybody.
Reaper. Thanks, man.
All right, our next guest is... is, of course, the one and only children's entertainer of close to all of our hearts. Please welcome Rolf Harris! Yes!
G'day.
Oh, another Australian.
Yeah, g'day.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that. Nice to have you here, Rolf.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
All good, buddy?
Yeah, no, it's all good, good, good.
So why are you here today?
Since I've been locked up, lonely.
Oh, it's lonely in prison.
Yeah.
But you're allowed visitors, I assume, yeah?
Yeah, I'm allowed days.
Okay, so you're looking for...
I can go out for the day.
So you're allowed out for the day as well?
Yeah, no, it's fine, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you've got some leave, you're here today, you're going to go on a nice hot date.
Yeah.
And you're looking for someone who will come give you some visits, conjugal or not, yeah?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So what do you look for in a lover? What interests you?
If they're alive, that's good. Mm-hmm. If they've got nice hair. And
you like hair, yeah.
They can cook good meatballs.
Okay. Now, of course, you're famously not just a musician and entertainer, but you're an artist as well.
Yep. Thanks.
You're very creative.
Yes.
So, so often with artists, they look for someone who either compliments them or someone different, someone on the straight and narrow, someone who balances them out. So what's your preference? Do you like someone who's creative like yourself, or someone who's perhaps business minded, or what?
Not to tell you the truth, I prefer someone who just listens when I speak.
Oh.
And then can just understand me in the way that I like to talk at them.
Okay. Don't you think that's does that ever cause problems for you with dating in the past? You know, expecting someone to just shut up and listen is...
Yeah, no, I'm just looking for an understanding person who, you know, I need time.
All right, what turns you off, Rolf?
Well, what really turns me off is when people can't guess what it is.
Do you do that a lot? I thought that was just when you're drawing stuff.
No, I do it all the time. It's my game.
Yeah. You just say, you just ask people if they can tell what it is, and depending on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, impressions? Do you do any impressions?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, give us one. Give us an impression, Rolf.
This way to the picnic basket, Yogi Bear.
So that was Yogi Bear or Boo Boo?
Boo Boo. Yeah,
okay.
No, it's Boo Boo.
Okay.
I wouldn't drop my own name in it,
would I? No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
Stupid.
Well, you're smarter than the average Australian. And, okay, anything else we should know that we can put into the computer?
Nitpicks, obviously. When deciding your date. I don't like brunettes.
Oh.
Yeah. They clash with my hair. I'm a silver fox, you see.
Oh, yeah.
So blonde or purple's fine.
So Billy Connolly you'd quite get on with.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Got a nice purple beard, that guy. All right, well, thank you for joining us, Rolf. That was Rolf Harris, everyone.
Yeah! Woo!
Thank you, everyone, for not bringing up the obvious issues. We're going to steer clear of that for this program for obvious reasons. All right, our next... Our next contestant, looking for love today. Oh, and a lonely, tortured soul, but a powerful man. Vladimir Putin is here, everybody.
Hi, guys. Hello. Hi. Hi.
Hi, Vladimir. Take a seat.
Hi. Thank you.
Hey, bro. Thanks for coming.
It's great to be here. Everyone thinks I'm so serious all the time. Oh. Clearly not.
Oh, look at you. You're wacky.
You think I'm a serious guy?
I did think you were
a serious guy before you now?
I've got all these political questions I was going
to
ask you.
Oh, don't talk to me about politics.
Oh, no?
Man.
Okay.
No.
What do you like to talk about?
I like to talk about football.
You're football fan. Okay, tell us your favorite team and your best starting lineup for that team. How about that, Vladimir?
Oh, let's not talk about football.
Oh, come on, Vladimir. You just said you want to talk about it.
Let's talk about...
You're just trying to be
let's
affable.
Let's talk about records. Yeah.
Records, yeah?
Fun stuff.
Okay, 3 Desert Island Discs. What would you take with you, Vladimir?
Let's not talk about records.
Vladimir, make your mind up. Goodness gracious. Okay,
everything gets so serious. Everyone gets so serious
okay,
all the time.
Let me guide the... discussion then. Of all the people in the world,
yes,
Mr.
Yes,
Putin,
yeah,
President Putin.
You don't need to call me Vlad.
I'll just call you Vlad.
Yeah.
Oh, very casual of you. All right. Of all the people on earth, Vlad,
yes,
you would be the last person I'd expect to walk through our doors today. Why are you looking for love, Vlad?
Oh, you know, it can be lonely. It can be so lonely. And people think I'm so serious, and I wanted to come out and say, hi, I'm here, I'm ready to have fun. Have fun with me, guys.
Okay, all right, have fun with you. What do you like to do to have fun, Vlad?
I like to party.
Who doesn't?
And watch football.
Simultaneously or concurrently? Or
sometimes at the same time,
okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah. What are you looking for in a partner, Vlad?
Just someone who can have fun, you know? Someone who's going to bring out that side of me.
You're really obsessed with fun.
I just love fun.
You're in a big image change, huh?
It's not an image change. It's genuine from my heart. I love it.
Now, a lot of people think you're very complicit in the crisis in Syria at the moment.
Oh, don't talk to me.
Hundreds
about
of thousands. Hundreds and thousands of deaths. Many say partly blood is on your hand. But
those guys need to lighten up.
Do they? Yeah.
Yeah, they're taking it so seriously. Yeah? See their miserable faces all the time. Yeah? Syrians, man.
Syrians, eh? Seriously, why so Syrian? All right,
Lighten up, guys.
Why Jesus. So Syrian, guys?
So much football with me.
All right, so much football. So what's a big no-no for you, Vlad, on a date? Okay, you're on a date with a beautiful person. What's a big no-no? What's a big turn-off?
They're from Syria.
Okay, no Syrians.
Sorry, that got serious. I mean, sensible people.
Okay.
Let's lighten the tone. Come on. Don't look at me like that. Let's have fun.
Vlad, you're really showing a side of you I've never known about. This is amazing. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you 30 seconds, all right? Okay. I want you to talk straight into the camera.
Yeah.
All right? I want you to appeal to your potential partner.
Okay.
Just tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about what you're after. Okay?
I'm Vlad. You can call me Vlad. I'm just looking for someone I can connect with. I want someone to love me. I want someone to have fun, to party, to watch football with, and other fun things. This is not an image change that I've been told to make. This is from my heart. I'm opening up in a way I never have before. Okay. Please love me.
All right. And there's that famous photo shoot of you riding horses around. That looks pretty fun.
Yeah.
I can see it now.
Horses are nice, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Vladimir Putin, everyone! All right. Our next and final contestant. Oh, my God. Again, I just want to stress these are completely randomly generated characters. This had no forethought behind it at all. Our next contestant is the one and only, the inimitable, Bill Cosby is here, everyone! Bill,
hey.
Bill, grab a seat.
Hey.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, man, have a seat. How's
hey,
it going?
Hey, thanks for having me, yeah.
This is a rare TV appearance for you in recent years. You haven't been on telly much.
No, I avoid it now.
So this must have taken a serious toll on you, this whole affair.
It's been painful.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, I'm glad you've chosen to look towards progression and, you know, growing and finding new love in your life.
Yep.
I'm sure all those things that you've been accused of, I'm sure that's in your past.
Lies.
Oh, they're lies? Okay.
Lies.
But
my probation officer says that I should come here.
So you were married, but I'm guessing she probably separated from you or something, or what?
We're still technically married.
Okay.
I love you, baby.
Okay. But you're here. But,
yes.
So is this an open relationship kind of situation?
It always has.
Oh,
has
okay.
Been, yeah.
Oh, hence why she hasn't divorced you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But I had to come here to you know, find true love, find legitimate true love, in addition to my wife.
Uh huh. Uh huh. And what are you looking for in a potential partner, Mr. Cosby?
Consciousness. Mindfulness.
Mm. Why?
Just to know that they're there, present with me.
Okay.
Enjoying the moment.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. What kind of moments? What's your ideal date, Mr. Bill Cosby?
Maybe we go for a walk on the beach and then enjoy some cocktails.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then just see where the evening takes us.
Uh-huh. That sounds very romantic.
Hmm.
Now, you're an entertainer, you're a comedian.
Yeah.
You know, much lauded as one of the greats of comedy.
Hey.
Yeah. Yes, that's of course a quote from that cartoon you did.
Fat Albert.
That's the one, thank
hey,
you.
Hey.
Do you think Matthew McConaughey stole that from you?
Yes, and we are still in legal dispute.
Oh, no, wait. I'm thinking of All Right. There's...
We are still in legal dispute.
I'm thinking of Robin Thicke.
It's too similar.
When Robin Thicke went to court for stealing off Marvin Gaye, were they also stealing off you by saying, hey?
I'm in court with all of them right now. I can't discuss the matter now.
Okay.
My lawyers have advised not
well,
to.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm
Thank
glad
you.
You're looking to the future, and I hope to find you love tonight, Mr.
Thanks.
Cosby. And the next thing we're going to do is we're going to put all... of your names into the computer. The computer's going to pair you up with a partner and we'll whisk you away to an all expenses paid date at our token restaurant, the Derriere de Riviera, where we always send our dates. So that was Bill Cosby, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the computer is currently selecting pairs.
1100
for the dates. Okay, computer, calm down.
Error.
All right, our
Error.
First
Error.
Matchup. Our first matchup is Bill Cosby will be going on a date with Steve Irwin.
Doo-doo.
And of course, that leaves our next date is Vladimir Putin with Rolf Harris. Well done, computer. I don't know if you've intentionally separated the Australians, if that was part of your discussion.
Yes,
but we now take you to the Derriere de Riviera, where our waiter will introduce himself and take care of proceedings.
Bonjour, my name is Alex Cremont.
And I'm here to introduce you to the Derriere de Riviera. Please, come in. You are... Hello. You are Bill Cosby.
Yes.
And...
it's me, mate.
Yes, Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
Exactly. Television, yes.
Yeah.
Please come in.
Thank you. Nice to be greeted in such a fashion,
yeah,
isn't it?
Very nice. Yeah.
Take a seat here. Yes.
Thank
you. Have
you.
Drinks menu?
I do. Yes, here we go. Can I recommend recommend the wine?
Crikey! Like a wine!
Yeah, we are a top establishment.
I prefer the cocktails.
We have got cocktails. Mm. Would you like a slow hammer?
Ooh.
Or a crispy biscuit?
Ooh.
Sorry, I always laugh at crispy biscuit. It means something different in French.
Oh, no, I'm like that with a slippery nipple, mate.
You can have a crispy nipple.
I find
nipple.
That hilarious.
Crispy nipple.
Yeah, a crispy nipple.
And we'll get your drinks.
I'll have one of those. Crispy nipple.
Two crispy nipples. Be back
I
mean, in
a yeah, can I have a beer chaser as well, mate?
Why not? Back in a bit.
So, Bill.
Hey, Steve.
How's it going around here? I hear you've got a bit of a sense of adventure.
A bit, yeah. I like testing things out, experimenting a bit.
That's
chemicals with just life.
I mean, I'm into the chemicals too. I mean, I'm a big venom junkie. Cannot get enough of that venom.
Now, what does venom do to you?
Oh, I mean, so many different effects. It can paralyze you. It can make you shit yourself. One time, I let a cockroach bite me in the eye, and my eyeball swelled up to the size of my head.
Could you see what was going on around you?
Not out of that eyeball, but the other one was fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you conscious the whole time?
Yeah, Bill. I was. I want to get down to brass tacks, Bill. I'm not a man to mince words. If I see something, I want to grab it by the head. So, do you like the look of me? Like, am I ticking boxes for you so far?
So far, yes. But I think we should have another drink.
I mean, here are your beer chasers and your crispy nippers.
Thanks, mate. Let's down these crispy nipples.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
The bottom.
We have two more customers. Hello, you must be Vladimir Putin.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And you've brought along the entertainer, Rolf.
Hey, g'day, yeah. How's it going?
So nice to see you here again at the Derriere de Riviera.
No, I've come to love this place.
Come, sit by the fireplace.
Oh,
it's
my
warm.
Favorite seat. This is nice.
Here are your menus, drink menus. Anything in particular you're looking for?
Oh, I'm looking for the spaghetti.
The spaghetti cocktail, yeah. Yes, of course, the one with the...
It's like a Bloody Mary, but they put pasta in it.
Yeah, they do, yes. Well, yes, and for you, Mr. Peter?
Can I just work my way through the cocktail menu? Let's start at the top.
Yeah, okay, we'll start
Thank
at the top.
You.
The avocado crammer. I'll go get that for yeah. you, yes. Be back in a tick.
Also, Vlad, can I call you Vlad?
You can call me whatever you want. That's fine. Yes.
So, like, you know, how you doing? Have you been here before?
No. This is I'm a bit nervous, to be honest. I'm a little bit nervous.
No, it's okay. You're with Ralphie.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good to be here. I love your TV show.
Oh, thanks.
I love everything you do.
Did you learn a lot?
I learned how to draw.
Yeah.
I did, from scratch. I learned it all.
Do you want to do me a little
drawing?
It's all
drawing. Due to you. I actually brought I brought a drawing.
Oh, did you?
Of you.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, can I see
Based
it?
Based on your TV appearance.
Oh, what was it back in the 80s when I was a bit more...
Yeah, Jake the Peg with the extra leg.
Oh, one of those.
Yes.
Oh.
Look, wow. Here it is.
Oh, wow.
Look at your extra leg, behold.
That's just a leg.
Yes. A beautiful leg.
It's so detailed.
I'm so excited to be here.
Wow. This is great. I can't
Look
quite...
at the leg.
Oh, yeah. No, it's lovely. Do you want me to sign the bottom? I can sign the bottom.
Oh, that would mean so much to me.
I'll just give it a little sign. Just a little sign. Oh, nice.
Thank you.
There you go.
Here is your spaghetti and your avocado crema.
Oh,
lovely drawing of a leg there, yes.
Did you see the leg?
I saw the leg.
He signed it.
Oh, that is beautiful. Oh, well done, sir. Wonderful. Well done, Mr. Putin.
Thank you.
So, would you like to order your food, Steve Irwin?
Yeah, I was looking at having the tempura calamari.
Tempura calamari.
To start, and then I'm quite looking liking the look of the black squid risotto.
Oh, bon, excellent choice. And for you,
I'd like just the rib steak.
No rib steak?
The rib steak, yeah.
It comes with a jello pudding. Would you like that? The chocolate pudding?
Yeah, can you double up on that and just pour it all over the rib steak?
Absolutely.
Is it cubed?
Yeah.
Or is it, okay, yes, I need it cubed, and I need lots of it, because there's always room for it. People think that you can stomp on the jello, you can't stomp on the jello.
Well, exactly, excuse the shutters coming down. We have to make sure no one else comes
no,
in.
No, I like it when we're discreet in a restaurant, mate. That's great.
I like it as well.
I feel so trapped.
Drink more, my friends.
Okay, I will go get your meals.
So, Bill, I've got to say, I'm loving your jumper. That is a fine sweater, my friend.
Thank you.
Do you want to
touch it?
I mean, yeah.
I wore this one specifically for you because it's made from Australian lizards.
I mean, I've never seen such fibers woven out of lizard skin, but I'm impressed, mate. Look, I mean, you are potentially a perfect match.
I was beginning to feel that as well.
I'm getting a bit worried about the eyes you're giving to that other table over there. You know, I mean, like, we're dating, mate. You should have eyes on me.
I have eyes on you, but we could work this out all together. Because you're married I'm married.
I'm not interested in some kind of flim-flam with other people. I'm looking for real commitment, mate.
Hey.
Here are your meals. There's yours. Yes, okay.
Can I have a shot of snake venom, mate?
Absolutely.
Have you got that behind the bar?
Can I have a jello shot?
Waiter. We'd like to order now.
Absolutely. Here are some drinks from the gentleman over on the table from over there.
Hi. I really recognize
you. Hey. I see you.
What would you like to order for your
food? Don't talk to me about menus.
Okay.
Just pick one. I'll close my eyes when I eat it. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, that sounds... I'll have what he's having. That sounds great.
I will go and knock something up.
Oh, yeah, lovely. I'm having a really nice time, Vlad.
I am loving it.
You're having fun.
You're touching my hand. Rolf Harris is touching my hand, everybody.
If I just lean over and just brush your hair. Oh. You're growing
it's
out.
He's touching my hair.
Hey.
Oh.
Can I touch you as well?
Yes.
Hey, like... Bill.
Join in the fun.
Seriously, what? I mean...
Come over, friend.
Come on.
Holy shit, it's Rolf Harris.
Oh, come on over.
Rolf. Rolfaroo.
Oh, shut up, Steve.
You're right, mate. I didn't know you were over here.
People don't call me that anymore.
Well, I mean, I will always call you the old Rolfaroo. I mean, you know, remember Canberra?
Oh, yeah, Canberra. Legend.
I don't mean to be rude, but I'm here on a date, right?
Yeah, no, I'm on a date. This is kind of rude what you're doing.
You're dating as well.
Yeah, no, I'm dating.
We can all be on a date together.
Holy shit, it's Vladimir Putin.
Join us.
Vlad.
That's amazing.
Can we call you Vlad?
Oh, you can call me whatever you want.
Shall I push the tables together? You seem to be getting
on
quite well.
I suppose we can double date,
Meals. I got you some steamed crabs.
Oh, don't tell me.
Okay, take it. Rolf, you've got what he's got. It's
lovely,
steam,
thank
steam
you. No, that's beauty, bucket. Beauty, you thing. Beauty.
Yes, so I'll leave you to it.
All right, so this is a full date now. What do they call that?
Quad.
Four-way.
They call it interesting, guys.
Oh, it is, he's right.
I call it Wednesday.
It's kicking off here, guys.
I mean, like, should
happening.
We just blow this off and go out to some hip, trendy nightclub and drink snake venom into the night?
I think we're shut
get
in.
Speared by a stingray or
I
two,
think
if you know
the doors,
what I mean.
Actually.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're all locked in. The police will be around any moment for you.
That's no problem, just because I sacrifice
this,
people.
Is it called this entrapment? Oui.
Didn't see that coming.
It is not fun.
Dude, Ralph, we need to get out.
I'm already in prison, mate.
This risotto is a bit bitter.
This is not going to go down well with my probation officer.
All right. What's all this, dude?
G'day.
Putin,
yeah, good
this.
Day.
Putin.
Listen up. We've heard reports of two paedophiles, two Australians, and a dictator hanging out in a restaurant.
I wouldn't say dictator. Come on.
He's not talking
Shut
about you.
Shut your filthy
We weren't talking about you, Putin.
Who were we talking about then?
Steve Irwin is dictator.
Yeah, I'll tell people what to do all
Which
the time.
Which one was I?
He's really bossy.
Australian.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
You're bald. I mean, Australian's a bald.
For God's sake, can you not walk into a place and actually grab the situation by the horns and wrestle it to the ground like it's a mighty viper?
Are you resisting arrest?
Yeah, I'm resisting arrest.
Right, I'm going to bite him. I'm going to bite him.
Yes!
Bite me! Bite me! I can take
it! Oh, Steve, what's happened to your face?
Steve. It's melting.
Wait a minute. I'm Vlad. Yes. Vlad.
Yes.
Can you guess what it is?
It is melted face Steve Irons.
Yeah!
Thank you.
We're a match.
Okay, for fuck's sake. All right, that's the end of Unlikely Bedfellows. Barely enough time, but we're gonna give it a go anyway. Let's play movies.
You sit with me, kid, and I'll make you a star.
Movies. Movies.
Camera speed.
Movies.
Lights.
Movies.
Action.
That's right, it's time for Movies, the portion of the show where we get a movie suggestion from at 12 Days of Movies on Twitter. Follow at 12 Days of Movies for all your movie memes, movie trivia, movie news, movie jokes, everything movie related. He has it at 12 Days of Movies, that's the number 12. And I read out a synopsis of a film and then we act out the film. It's that simple, folks. Cool. That's how easy it is. So, classic Andy, can I have a letter A, B, or C, please?
B.
B is The Graduate. Ooh. Okay, because he's picked classic movies for us because of the hashtag Lil Classic Andy.
Cool.
2. I put the number 2 in there because it's your second appearance. I really thought he was going to give us sequels, a bunch of sequels, but he went with classics again, which is fine. Thank you very much, 12 Days of Movies. Also, follow us on Twitter at The Lil Show. And we often ask for suggestions from you listeners. And Classic Andy Imp on Twitter. Classic Andy Imp. Have you got a website?
Yeah, classicandy.co.uk.
Very good. And have you got a Facebook page?
Yeah, Classic Andy.
Okay. Have you got any gigs coming up in October?
Yeah, we've got one at the 30th of September, which is our night, hosted at the Artworks in Elephant and Castle. And
is that monthly?
Yeah, every month we're doing that now. And we've got The Science of Living Things and Left Foot First joining us.
What about in October? Do you know who you've got?
We don't know the date yet for the...
Come to the 30th and find out.
I don't know if this will be out by then, but we're going to try our best. I guess all information about that is on Classic Andy Improv on Facebook, yeah, and classicandy.co.uk. Well, great stuff. All right, let me get on with this. All right, I'll read the synopsis, and then we'll act out the movie, okay? I want you guys to start it. Mm-hmm. A disillusioned... Oh, sorry. This is directed by Mike Nichols, written by Calder Willingham and Buck Henry. I'm only saying those names now so we can apologize for what we're about to do to your movie. A disillusioned college graduate finds himself torn between his older lover and her daughter. That's a disillusioned college graduate finds himself torn between his older lover and her daughter. Take it away, Classic Andy.
Welcome. Come into my kitchen.
Okay.
Would you like some of last night's lasagna?
I mean, it's last night's. It's so passé.
Did you stay over with Susie last night?
I did. It was great.
Good night, sleep. Yeah.
Oh, well. I wouldn't go quite that far. She's been tutoring me.
All work, then?
All work.
No play.
All play. I mean, no play.
Mom! Oh, my God, are you here talking to Ben again?
Yeah, no, I was just offering him some lasagna.
Well, I suppose, Ben, if you're hungry, but, Mom, I'd much rather you didn't talk to him. Goodness gracious, and what are you wearing, Mom? Tie up your bathrobe.
Don't be so harsh to your mother. I mean, she's a fine figure of a woman with so much to share.
What are you saying?
Thank you, Ben.
I'm saying that we shouldn't dismiss her because of her beauty, her age. You know?
Goodness gracious, Ben.
She's got such curves
to her.
Talk
about my mom like that. She's gross. I mean, she's my mom.
Actually, do you know what?
She's Susie, boring and gross.
I'm out of here.
I had a life before you, Susie. I was adventurous. I was a great cook.
Yeah, but now you're a washed up hag.
Mrs. Robinson.
Yes.
Will you bust out of this place with me? Your daughter has no appreciation for all of the things you have to offer.
No, Ben!
I'll come busting out of anywhere.
We don't even need to go far. We can just go upstairs.
What are you doing? No.
We cut to a year later. When they're together, but they've escaped to Bolivia. And they're living in a one-room shack on the salt plains.
Do you want this lasagna? It's really old.
I mean, I've learned to appreciate things with age now. So, yeah, heat it up in the microwave for me.
Okay, I'll just put it in. It's like 3 days, but it's okay.
Oh, I loved how you put that in there.
This is the microwave music. I hope you like it. I thought it'd get us in the mood.
Right. I mean, could you believe, Mrs. Robinson, that Jesus loves you more than you will know?
Ben, I thought you loved me more than I would know.
No, I've decided to become an evangelist and I wanted to convert you.
I didn't know you'd get so religious when we moved here.
Well, you and I and these quaint provincial people with their massive, massive churches, I just thought this is the place for us to...
Somebody
at the door.
No, it can't be.
Hello, senor.
Okay, it's just...
Bless you.
We see like
you.
A 90-year-old Bolivian woman.
Bless you oh both. Goodness.
It's a crazy Magda from down
food.
The road. Magda, we don't want your food. We've got old lasagna.
Oh.
Well, no, fine, food. Fine. We'll take your food. Here, have some shekels.
We'll take your food.
As she picks up the dropped shekels, her bathrobe kind of slips undone a little bit.
Oh
wow.
Hi, monsieur. Oh. Senor. Senor. Hi, senor.
Mrs. Robinson,
I'll just...
Do you want to come with me to my fruit farm?
I think you should... Oh, maybe I should... I'll come with you.
I think this is wildly inappropriate.
We cut to a year later on the fruit farm, also in Bolivia.
And they're sitting in a crate of plums.
Senor, you must crush them faster.
Magda, I'm just enjoying crushing them between my ass cheeks at the moment.
You're so sexy with them in your ass cheeks.
I know. Eat one. Isn't that good? Oh, that's great too. Okay, that's too close now. I mean, we don't want to contaminate the grapes and the prunes.
Meanwhile, a much younger village girl walks up.
Hi.
Do not look at her.
Hey.
Do not look at her.
Hello. I can tell by looking in her eyes that she's an old soul, reincarnated at least 90
I'm
times.
I'm not. I'm very young.
Yeah, but I can see within your eyes you're definitely older than you look.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, wow. What's your name, beautiful lady?
Say. Don't look at her.
Shut up, Magda.
I'm Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Yeah.
Jane... Take me away from this horrible place. She makes me crush prunes beneath my ass cheeks.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
It's so unfortunate. Lead me somewhere else.
You poor guy.
I know.
You come with me.
Oh, I will.
We cut to a year later where Jane and Benny, they're studying abroad in New York.
It's so nice to take in all the sights.
I know, but all of this calculus I'm studying is driving me up the wall. I mean, I don't know where I'm looking anymore.
Boop, 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 boop.
Skype call.
Boop, boop,
oh,
boop,
God, it's on my phone. I just, hang on. Sorry, darling. Just one moment.
Yeah, you get that.
Hello?
Hey, Ben. When you gonna come back over and give old Mama Betty some loving?
Who's that on the phone,
it's,
man?
It's
who are you talking to?
It's an old girlfriend. She calls me sometimes when she's desperate.
Ben, I miss you, Ben. I miss your sweet, soft, scrotoxed balls.
Oh, syphilitic Jane, don't. Why are you calling me?
Ben, no one will touch me ever since the hives started showing.
I know. I mean, I loved just caressing them, like when they were flaring up
and
not. But now, I
have something to tell you. The girl you're seeing, Jane. In a fit of jealousy, I did some research, and I found out she's an undead. She's an immortal. She's a succubus, Ben.
What's she saying, Ben?
She...
Ben.
Ben, what?
Don't fall into her
What's
trap.
Happening?
She's a succubus. She's a million years old.
Jane, I'm...
And she'll suck the life out of you, Ben.
All of the experience that you've got under your belt is just...
Yeah.
I've just had my eyes blown open, and I've discovered that... I want to take this to the next level.
Oh.
Let's go and flay the skin off each other.
Let's go. I've been waiting for you to say that this whole time.
Well, here's to you, Mrs. Rockibus. Heaven knows there's a place for those who flay. Hey. All right. That's been the Lil Show. I'm so grateful for Classic Andy coming again. I hope you all had a good time. Thank you for coming. We'll have you back again soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, man.
Awesome.
Delighted to. Thank you, Alex Sibright. Any last words?
No, I've got nothing to say apart from Numbskull Island.
Oh yeah, amazing podcast.
New podcast I'm involved with. Get on that.
No B. There's no B on Numbskull.
No B. It's
all right, yeah.
Numskull.
Yes. Check out Numbskull Island, the new podcast by Alex and Co. Andy Childs and stuff. This has been great fun. I love you guys. Please love each other. Smile, laugh, hug, play. Like Vladimir Putin. Play. Let him be your role model. Have a good week. See you next time here on The Lil Show. Yay! Lil Show out. Peace.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.